I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. When our show ends, that's usually when our blog heats up. Last week was no exception. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he's here to explain. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So the final few moments of last week's Bloggers Roundtable got heated about Afrocentric names. How did people respond?
Well, in a word, they were shocked. Here's the context. The conversation last week focused on Tarika Wilson. She was an Ohio woman who was shot and killed by police during a drug raid. Now, one of the bloggers said that readers on her site were blaming the victim because Wilson was knowingly dating a drug dealer and had drugs in the house. So blogger Desmond Burton made a big picture argument saying that low-income urban blacks needed to be more responsible. And here's part of what he said.
In looking at that story, I saw pit bulls being mentioned, drug dealing, stereotypical underclass Afrocentric names.
Don't tell me you're blaming Afrocentric names.
We're not talking about Barack. Barack is an authentic African name. But if we're talking about Lakeisha, Trikeisha, Lokeisha, there's a theme.
So we continued that conversation online, and here's some of what folks had to say. Shane wrote, if Tarika's name was Patricia, would that have made the shootings less justifiable? And a reader using the alias Whole Nine wrote, like it or not, Desmond has a point. There's been a lot of evidence that clearly suggests opportunities are diminished for people with certain sounding names. And Desmond came back on our site to say that he expected his fair share of barbs from our listening audience, but stands by his original comments. And that conversation is still on our blog if people want to hear the original clip and see some of the discussion about it.
Just in time for Black History Month, lots of fireworks.
Right.
Speaking of Black History Month, we are taking a month-long look at black images in film. So how have our bloggers dug in on that one?
Well, we linked to an article from the Seattle Times which posed the question, are movies and TV shows useful in teaching about black history? A professor quoted in that article said that a lot of times, for example, movies put forth the notion that slaves were on these huge, sweeping, large plantations, and she says that's not the case. And she pointed out some other misconceptions about black history that have been cemented by films like Glory or Roots. So on our blog, Ernice wrote, I think one should learn about black history from history books and not take what we see on film as the truth. Filmmakers use poetic license to make films more viewable. Emoji Odorinde wrote, I don't fault any filmmaker for taking a creative license. When done right, it could be ingenious.
So what else has got people talking on the blog?
Well, we're talking about the results of yesterday's primary elections, Steven Spielberg's announcement that he's severing ties with the Beijing Olympics over Darfur, and some beef between Beyonce and Aretha Franklin over the Grammy Awards this week.
Oh, yeah. That is serious. I won't go into it, but the Queen of Soul is not pleased.
And it's on our blog.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.